Nope, this one. There we go.
And now, speaking of which, John Bloom visits the purgatory that is religious broadcasting. Behold, God stuff.
You know what? If your engine is not revving up, you know what you need? You need a Holy Ghost enema right up your rear end.
Thank you, Susan Hinn, for proving that even the Word of God can at times be a bit unsettling. Now here's Susan's very lucky husband, Pastor Benny Hinn.
God wanted to let me, I'm a little drunk right now, please forgive me. What are you laughing about, dear brother?
Check us out tomorrow at 11. The Man Show's Jimmy Kimmel and Beth Littleford is seatless in Seattle. Now here it is, your moment of zen.
It is time that we cast aside all those things that hold us back in the name of Jesus and kick the enemy in the face and say absolutely no, I will not put up with this anymore. I have had enough. I have had enough. I have had enough. And I put you on notice. I will not tolerate anything other than the presence of God in this place. Than the presence of God in this place. Than the presence of God in this place. And Lord, now we commission your warring angels around this property in the name of Jesus. Come on, commission. In Jesus' name, we drive back the forces of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We smash your plans. Don't look at me like I'm crazy, because you know what? It's gonna get, and I prophesy under the anointing. People look at you if you jerk or shake like something's wrong with you. Well, I want you to know the time is coming. If you don't shake and jerk, it's because you're not in that river. You're not in the river of what God's doing. Wake up, church. 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 It's time. It's time to arise, O bride. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Oh, church. Arise. Arise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because God won't tolerate it. He will not tolerate anything else. Say, I've never seen this side of you. Let me tell you something. Whoa. When you allow the Spirit of God and you don't worry about man's opinions, because you know what? It's what God cares. It's what He thinks. Be God pleasers. Don't be people pleasers. Because if you're a people pleaser, you're a butt kisser. If you're a people pleaser, you're a butt kisser. And there's no other word for it. I mean, hey, you know what? I think that English sitting by those English down here, hey, I'm English too. I think that English sense of humor, because we tend to see things a little bit more comical than most people. But you know, like I said, you know, we don't have no more time. I said to Wendy, we have no more time. Women, let me tell you something. You have no more time to even worry about your stinking high heels. Because you know what? We can't keep up with what God's doing. He's moving quickly. You better take them off. Take them off and get them off. And get your combat boots on. Because he's revving. It's revving up. It's revving up. Run with the power. Run with the power. Run with the power.